guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, of course, Liverpool Football Club celebrating its 125th anniversary. And to celebrate, this brand new book is out. It's called Lost? I should put that. It's quite appropriate. And it's written by Anthony Carragher. And it explores the history of the club and asks where to from here. Let's have a chat with Anthony now. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on your show.
No problems at all. Just tell us about the title, Lost. What does it say to you?
Yeah, the idea for the story came around. I suppose I've been supporting Liverpool. I'm in my mid-40s now. I've been supporting the club since I was 6 years old. My dad once lived in Liverpool and you know, brought that tradition into our family. And the idea for the story came, you know, after the Stoke debacle of a few years ago when, you know, we had a whole summer long to look forward to after that defeat, and, you know, one of our greatest sons, Steve Gerrard, leaving the club. And very much I was looking at the club and wondering where to from now. The links to the boot room had gone with Stevie leaving for LA, and the Rodgers era was you know, starting to hit the rocks a little bit, and the game had changed dramatically as well. And I wondered what it meant to me anymore. And as a middle-aged man that had grown up watching football and a great, you know, great Liverpool side, but football in a fairer era, let's say. And you know, and I know everything is quite nostalgic when one looks back, but you know, myself and my son were looking at that scoreline as it came in. I have a 10-year-old son at the time. He's a little bit older now. And I started to wonder what this meant to him as well as a Liverpool fan, another generation of Liverpool fans in our family. And that thought came to me about the game, about Liverpool, and, you know, very much transition and intergenerational, you know, movement. Was the club lost? You know, we were in our very first era of foreign ownership. Obviously, we've gone through one set of Americans, and we have FSG at the moment. And we were reaching this big anniversary. And, you know, it's not all about success as such. You know, obviously, current title drought for any major sporting franchise in the world. And there were lots of things that just, you know, were saying to me, this was a moment to have a really good look at what the club meant to me, what it means to our huge, you know, diaspora of Liverpool fans throughout the world. You know, we're one of those, you know, mythical clubs, one of those legendary clubs that, you know, I've travelled all over the world, and everywhere you go, you see a red Liverpool shirt. And, you know, what might the next 25 or 50 years hold? That they were the kind of thoughts that inspired the book.
Yeah. Do you think the club's persona has changed dramatically, maybe over the past 50 years then?
Not necessarily. You know, I'm always been a person that thinks you can hold opposing views. I suppose a lot of opinion these days, and we're in an age of immediate opinion and media, and a lot of opinion these days can be polarized. It can be black or white. And I've always been of the view that one can hold, you know, nearly polar opposite views, and somewhere in between is the truth, and who knows what the truth is. So I'm not sure. Has the club changed dramatically? Jurgen Klopp talks about not being weighed down by our history and the baggage, and he's right. But we always must carry that with us, because, you know, we, each of us who are lucky enough to have children or whatever, pass on that great legacy of being a Liverpool supporter to future generations, and we hope that they cherish it as much as we do. So I think it's very important for people like me who, you know, are reaching a certain age, that, you know, we pass on our stories of Liverpool Football Club, what it means to us, You know, we've got really good owners at the moment, even though at times I get extremely frustrated with them. But, you know, they are respectful, intelligent people, and they've done many good things. You see it when you go on match day. You see it around the club. You see it on the Liverpool TV channel. You see more and more this respect for days gone by, but also with a bright, fresh perspective to the future. You always must move on. You know, Shankly changed the training grounds, and he changed, you know, the stands. Each of the stands he built anew along with the club. And, you know, one can't look to the past, one must move forward. But I feel our current owners are very, you know, you see what they do now with, you know, the Kenny Dalglish stand and having those great legends around the club to always give us a nod to the past. But I think, yeah, we're facing into a new future. But I suppose my worries of the future that we're facing into is it a level playing field? And, you know, many of we castigate managers, you know, whether it be Brendan or Jurgen or whoever they are, for, you know, you hear it on every media show, if you don't win trophies, you're not a success. And for a club built on winning trophies, that's going to be an extremely high bar to achieve, particularly when, you know, we're competing against monsters. You know, Jurgen spoke of competing against Munich in Germany with the bazooka. I think he's got three or four of them at the moment. But no, I think the ethos of the club. To get back to that question, Steve. It's changed in some ways, there's a huge global support that came from those great successful days of the 70s and 80s. But there's still a very community heartbeat to the club. And I think it's very important that, you know, I feel that on match day. I feel that around the city when I'm there. And I think, you know, it's very important that remains.
Right. You've got some great contributors in here. You've spoken with David Fairclough, Roy Evans, Terry McDermott, Christopher Carline as well, Ozzy Ardiles, and also Brendan Rodgers. So what did he say about the weight of expectation of being a Liverpool manager?
Yeah, Brendan, you know, Brendan, he's a lovely guy, and he's a hugely respectful guy, and you could tell his reverence for the club when I spoke to him. You know, he loved being manager of Liverpool, and he, you know, very much it. He knew what his goals were to bring success, and huge weight of expectation to do so. And you know, he didn't say in so many words, but very. Well, he did. I think I don't have the quote in front of, but you know, his second year or second and a half year came too early, and very much in that run to second place, it set the, you know, the bar too high from nearly, and one sense that then he was going to be judged by that, and as you know, losing, you know, Luis Suarez and the tapering off of the following year. You know, and Gerrard aging a little bit at that time, that came too soon for me. You know, but progress, I think, in life is never linear. You know, Jurgen is feeling that a little bit now, and you can never just go straight up. Well, most of the time you can't. And I think Brendan felt that with more time, you know, improvement could have come, but. He learned a lot at Liverpool, and in his own words, and about the need for to make it, you know, to make an immediate statement and to earn longevity as such. But he loved his time there, and one of his comments was, you know, one day he might come back. Who knows?
That could well happen. Anthony, it looks a brilliant book. It's called Lost. It's out now. Yep, you can get it on Amazon, all the big bookshops.
Yeah, it's in WH Smith in Liverpool and a few of the other bookstores, and Pritchard's in Cosby, and it's in Bootle bookstores. It's generally available and online as well, Steve. And it covers the game at large as well. In each of the chapters I explore, I don't think you can look at Liverpool in isolation. In many of the chapters I explore the history and colour of other clubs and you know, where are they now, and you know, some of the great names of the past. So I think it's an interesting and nice read for the Christmas market.
Well, thank you for your company this morning, Anthony, and best of luck with the book.
That's super. Thanks, Steve.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.